I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Absolutely, it was the same summer as that.
Welcome to Monday's podcast, friends.
Don't tell mum the babysitter's dead, then drop dead Fred. It was that whole genre. Okay,
do you remember that movie, The Boy Who Could Fly?
No.
We are talking about movies.
Watch it in school.
Listen to We Like to Movie Movie, and this will all make sense, and let's regroup.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Another week. Another dollar.
Indeed. That's the spirit. Rise and shine, it's money-making time.
What?
I've never... Did you just make that up?
100% made that up.
I like it.
I don't.
Someone make it into a meme.
Do you know what I like? I had a realisation on the weekend.
What?
I was out with my family and we were at a bowls club and we were having a bit of a breakup sport, kids sport breakup party. It was wonderful. There were just hundreds of families around and my two girls, they're 8 and nearly 6, and they were just running around having a great time that kids do. And one of the other parents in the group had a little baby and he walked over to us and the bub was sort of playing up a little bit, still being cute. It was like, does anybody want a 10-month-old here? Mm. And we all looked at him. And in the politest way possible, just said, nah. No. And it was because I think all of us at that moment had realised that we are in the parenting sweet spot years, which is not to say that we didn't enjoy our babies, because my God, we did. But when you're out of those years,
oh God, it's so sweet.
And the kids can just run around and you can talk with adults and the kids are where you know where they are. They're not off. They're not, heads aren't buried in phones. They still want to hang with you. Yeah. They're not hormonal. It's
everyone enjoys themselves. There's no negotiations to be had. You don't have to feed them in high chairs and then hose them off.
And it was so beautiful.
The high chairs and the children.
Because you go through all those years to get to this point, don't you? There's no crusts smeared on faces. God. There's no, they just eat whatever food's there.
You know, I'm just going to say it, Sarah. I did not enjoy those years. Aww. I know I'm not the, like, I love my children, but I think I'm a much better mother of older children. I loved my babies, but I found myself really deep down in those trenches, like I know a lot of parents do, and I think it's okay to say I like my children a little bit older. I'm a better older kid mum.
Oh, my mum said you only have kids to get them to adulthood. That's when the kids are really
but
fun.
But don't you think there's some people who are wonderful baby parents who really love the early years?
Yeah, I never really loved the newborn phase.
I think it's okay. Just
like
say it
Well, I think it's okay to say I'm glad I'm out of that phase
That's right. That's right. I'm, you know, they're a blessing. I'm grateful. Yada, yada, yada. I like them being 10 and 6. There.
Might seem an odd question for me to ask you this early in the morning, Lise, but where are your dishcloth and tea towel right now?
You mean the chucks, the blue chucks,
mm-hmm.
the dishcloth? I hang my dishcloth on the edge of the sink.
Mm.
Like I lay it out so that it dries, so I let Jesus dry it.
Mm.
And my tea.
I mean, he's got a lot on his plate, but if he's coming down from heaven just to blow on your dishcloth, then well, excellent.
And then I leave my tea towel on the oven like any other respectable adult.
Well, that's right.
On the oven door. I hang it there. Where else would you put it?
I can say you and I are birds of a feather. Exactly the same.
Do
and
you?
Yet there is a top chef in the UK who has sparked an almighty debate on social media, basically saying that he couldn't be friends with anyone who did either of those practices in their own kitchen. Tea towel over the oven door, dishcloth over the sink, it's a no.
Why is
from
it a no?
Gary Usher, who trained at Michelin-starred restaurants
really?
And what have you, so he knows what the GO is.
He's not doing the dishes, though, old Gus.
He has said that they should be, any of your cleaning utensils should not be left out. They should be put away under the sink, which I don't know.
That's unhygienic.
How can Jesus dry it if it's in the cupboard?
Exactly. It needs to be out in the fresh air to be dried by Jesus and his angels. What? Like, why would you put it under a sink where it's dark and musky?
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. And that's all I...
That's all you have to say about
that's
that?
That's all I have to say. I just don't understand why you would...
Why would you put a tea
towel... He's saying they belong under the sink, not in it.
Cool. It's those two girls.
She's still reading the article. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that other we seem to be in the right here, Lees. I'm just going through comments, and we are right. They're not germ-laden monstrosities.
You're a germ-laden monstrosity.
This has been a monstrosity.
This entire tea towel chat.
You know, I thought it would be good.
Well, listen.
I thought this is going to be great. We could talk about something relatable. The Seinfeld concept, makes something out of nothing. And that's why Jerry Seinfeld is as successful as he is and we are not. Stop laughing.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lise, I know that you love hearing about new and innovative ways to help the environment.
Sure. I'm all into my beeswax wrappers. I'm all into saving the bees in my garden. I put marbles down in a shallow dish of water so that they land on the marbles and drink the water without drowning.
Yep.
I mean, I'm an everyday hero.
Yes, that's right. Well, I mean, Lise is right. Every little bit that we do counts. Don't think that just because you... I don't know. Sorry, it's because I've got this to tell you.
What?
Well, there's a new thing that's come out. I think you'll really approve of it. It's research.
Are you
from
taking the piss?
University of the Sunshine Coast, and what they've discovered is a dramatic way to reduce Australia's greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, this sounds.
Yeah, I thought it would pique your interest.
Well, yeah.
Basically,
Sarah, don't take
the anticipation
out of the environment. I don't appreciate.
They're giving seaweed to cows so that when they fluff, it doesn't have anywhere as much methane gas, which is bad for the environment.
What? Hold on. So they feed them seaweed and that does something to their...
They're adding small amounts of dried seaweed, nori, to the cow's feed, and it reduced methane production. That's the official, like, scientific way of saying their blow-offs are more environmentally friendly.
Blow-offs.
Oh. They're boomsy woomsies. They're going boomsy woomsy for the environment in a good way. And I just thought,
you know what? I have a story about seaweed and cows.
Oh, this will be good.
I legit do. Okay, it's a different type of cow. It's a story of when I was pregnant. When I was pregnant, you guys, I had terrible, terrible, intense cravings for seaweed. It was, you know how some women are like, bring me the, what are they called, the gherkins with ice cream, or bring me KFC salt or whatever, all of that. For me, I wanted seaweed, specifically dried nori sheets.
What?
And now I'm trying to think, did I fart less?
Do you think you offset your entire carbon footprint eating seaweed when you were pregnant?
It seems like I was a pioneer ahead of my time, and that innately I knew that when I was in cow mode, I had to eat seaweed.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
How about a little sound effect?
I had it when I was at school in grade four. There was a boy. And whenever he would fluff in class, he'd look dead in the teacher's eyes and go, natural gas.
Can we find that boy now? What was his name?
Andrew someone. I'll have to go through the old school photos.
Like,
that
what?
Is my one memory of him, just looking at bloody Mr. Plum or what have you. Natural gas. Like most people say, excuse me, not Andrew.
Can you please track him down?
Actually, you know what? I think he's working at the University of the Sunshine Coast on feeding seaweed to cows and reducing methane.
Guys, I have a very deep question to pose to our listeners and to the two of you.
Great.
Okay, just it occurred to me. If you could call yourself 5 years ago and you had 30 seconds, what would you say? So go back
5
in time,
years ago, okay?
Cast
so we're heading
your
back
minds.
To August 2014. I was deep in the baby years, but I'd only just met you, Lees. I would probably say to myself, the woman you've just met is going to change your life.
Oh, Sarah, that's nice.
What would you say, Lees? You better bloody say the same thing. Say it.
We'll go to Aaron. get Aaron. You're going to meet a lady with some glasses and you're going to run
Stay
as
away.
Fast as you can. But okay. You're still going to apply for a radio job and you'll have your own show. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, you just spoiled the beautiful moment there. That's all right. Okay, Aaron, 2014, you would have been 19.
How old were you?
Just out of high school.
What? Oh, yeah. Just out of high school? Did you graduate late?
I graduated in 2013.
Okay, so okay, all right, mm-hmm. all right. So the year after.
I don't know. You're in for quite the ride.
Oh, yeah?
That's it.
You wouldn't think to say
I think there'd be more to it.
Time, you'll be the first face two ladies see every morning.
You're going to wake up with two women in a dark room most mornings.
This is weird.
You wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said two older women
are going to change the course of your life.
We'll give you a free ticket.
That's not.
To or ride on their coattails.
Alternatively, no, because if you have to make the phone call to yourself, so you'd be like, Aaron, it's me. It's Aaron from 2019. Listen up. Don't hang up the phone. You are going to meet two women that are going to shape who you will become.
What?
The two women of your dreams. And you are going to listen to them and you're going to let them nurture you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't do any of that.
What?
If anything, I nurture you.
Oh,
you should be calling yourself about me. You'll meet this younger man. He'll teach you a lot. You have a lot to learn.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
It's those two
Jesus
girls.
Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Good morning.
Oh.
Those two girls.
Movie, right. Movie. Shush.
Movie, movie.
Movie, movie.
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 All right.
Oh, yeah.
We are playing. What is the current scoreboard, Az?
It is 7-5.
All right. To Sarah, isn't
it? Sarah.
She's much stronger at this game than I am.
Well, Aaron's going to play us an obscure scene from a popular movie and we have to use our senses to figure out which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder than it sounds.
Are we ready to go?
Yes. Yep, hit it.
All right, here we go.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi.
I'm looking for a birthday gift for my best friend.
Oh.
2011?
Our necklace says best friends forever.
2011. You sure you wanted to say forever?
Yeah, why?
Forever.
This had a pretty big all-star female mm-hmm. cast.
I don't think you guys will be best friends forever. No offense, but, you know,
oh,
friends you have when you're younger sometimes.
It's, I mean, that's sure that's Tina
you
know, Fey.
When you get older and maybe she'll find
yeah,
a new
yeah,
best
yeah.
friend.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's crushing
more
this.
Than you are, and
the movie, she crushes
and richer,
this girl's dream.
And skinnier, and they end up doing everything together.
Bridesmaids.
Not weird.
Please.
Oh, gosh, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That wasn't we'll Tina Fey, was it? It's Kristen
Tina
Wiig.
Tina Fey is not in that movie.
No, it's Kristen Wiig. I knew it was a Saturday Night Live comedian.
Yep. Yep.
All right, here we go. Next movie.
We need Saul. He won't do it. Got out of the game a year ago.
Sarah, Ocean's 11.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah, she likes those Ocean movies.
Well, I like Brad Pitt.
We are in for a tiebreaker here, ladies.
Holy dooly, how did we get here?
All right, here we go.
Where the hell's the suit store? We've been walking for 45 minutes.
From 2014.
You said this was a shortcut.
Fantastic.
Well, is it a shortcut or not?
Okay.
Suit store.
Jeez.
Had a sequel in 2013.
Yep, I'm trying.
Hey. Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
It's, The Hangover.
No.
We did that last week.
No, I thought so. I thought maybe he'd forgotten.
Madagascar?
Absolutely not.
Who's in it?
Christina Applegate. Paul Rudd.
Don't tell Mum the babysitter's dead.
I've never even heard of that movie.
What? That wasn't in 2014. It was like in 90.
Steve Carell. Will Ferrell.
Step Brothers. Step Brothers 2.
No. Hold on. Anchorman!
Lisa's got
Sarah
it.
Sarah actually say it. Madagascar.
I don't understand either of your movie choices.
Aaron, do me a favour, okay? This week, tonight, in fact, Monday night, perfect movie night, I want you to find Don't Tell Mum the Babysitter's Dead. Our listeners now in the car will remember that classic movie from 1991 or 1992.
Never saw it.
What?
I've never even heard of it. Oh, I still don't know what you're talking
about. It's with Christina Applegate. It's like she's the eldest of a family of like three or four or five.
I'll tell
you
why.
Her mother goes away and she hires a babysitter.
I think it was because it was an M movie and I was only 10 at the time.
No, we were in grade 6 or 7, Sarah. It was one of the first movies I ever saw at a cinema with girlfriends.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Consider us regrouped.
Okay. I want you both to watch that movie. It's one of Christina...
What's the genre?
It's a teenage coming of age.
I love a coming of age movie.
Okay, if you like it, it's not really a coming of age. It's a comedy. It's a disastrous comedy type style. Like, what are they getting up to while mum's on the work trip?
This has only got 35 on Metascore. It's red. Red's not good.
I mean, look, if you need any more of an example as to the kind of movies Lee's likes, then let me take you back to the cinema two nights ago where we went to see Late Night. And
I swear, the two of you do nothing apart.
The previews played. One, there is a movie coming out about Downton Abbey. Okay.
Which
like
looks
Dame Maggie Smith is in. I was so excited. Lee's was falling asleep during the preview. But she woke up abruptly, jerked herself awake, when on the screen appeared J-Lo on a pole, educating people on pole dancing in her upcoming movie
Hustler. It's going to be, it's like Ocean's 11 of pole dancing, Sarah. It's a group of pole dancers, strippers that band together. This is based on a true,
casino.
Pretty much. It's based on a true story. They band together and steal from dirty old men.
Well, and Downton Abbey is about hired help who band together to protest the Queen coming to stay. So there are...
They don't want the Queen.
No.
Well, no, they don't want to be moved aside by the Queen's staff.
Let's get out of here.
Do you mean that about your own life? Are you saying that to yourself?
Yeah, I might. No, formal resignation.
Come on. You know what your five-year phone call would have said.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.